you know, I think all the guys we have kind of have the ability to do it. We just haven't put a whole lot of emphasis on it. And a lot of it's me. You know, I think checkdowns are something that, you know, need to become a bigger part of our offense rather than forcing some stuff downfield and getting those guys, you know, the ball in their hands and giving them a chance to do stuff. So some of it's on me, and then we got to continue to work, you know, some of that stuff. Finding a guy that runs good choice routes, finding a guy, you know, that can be one-on-one with the linebacker and win in route and get him the ball. So we'll continue to work on that and, you know, definitely find a guy in that room that can do it. And like you said, if not, then, you know, maybe that is something that we need to add.
How important is the next 2 months sort of create more bond with Julius?
Yeah, huge. It is huge. I think to continue, you know, kind of build on, I felt really good about last spring. And then obviously he got injured and we lost a little time together and then kind of picked it up again towards the end of the year. So, you know, I think we should be able to pick up where we left off and continue to build and grow. And he's awesome because he's such an open communicator that everything's out there and you know what he's thinking and you know what he wants and what he's, you know, willing to do and change. So it's really cool to work with him and neat in that way.
Adjust preparations, if at all, now that you're going into an offseason where there's some significant expectations on you and the rest of the offense.
Right.
What you did last
year.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about it earlier, and, you know, I've mentioned it a couple times. You go through the first year in a system and, you know, you kind of figure out what you do well, what you don't do well. And rather than going into year two and kind of expanding it and making it, you know, let's do this, you know, times it by two, we kind of want to narrow it and say, okay, well, we have a whole year of kind of, you know, testing you know, in some way and saying, okay, this is what we did really well and this is what we sucked at. So let's get rid of all the stuff we sucked at so we can do what we did well more and have a better chance of being successful. You know, so I think kind of narrowing in on what our personnel is and what we kind of, you know, thrive in.
You can't really do a whole lot of that now, though, right? I mean, the narrowing in stuff, right? I mean, you got to wait until.
Yeah, and it's still. Right, and we'll go through it, and then, you know, when we're now able to meet with the coaches and talk about it and sit down and say, okay, this is, you know, what we're more efficient at. You know, I know they've already come up with all these numbers and done all the self-scouting stuff, and we'll be able to say, okay, these are the concepts and schemes that we are really good and efficient at, and these are the ones that we sucked at. So let's rep these more through OTAs. Let's get better at these so we can be even more efficient at them.
Do you welcome the added expectation?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're. I think it's good to an extent because if there was no expectations, we wouldn't be doing what we're supposed to be doing. I mean, obviously, we haven't had the outcome that we've wanted, you know, since we've been here, and everybody knows that. But I think it's cool to have the added hype, the added pressure, the added whatever, because people see the potential. I think, and I think you know, we've known it's been there, you know, within ourselves. But I think for us, you know, that says that, you know, we're doing something. We've shown that we have the possibility and the potential to be special.
How big of an emphasis for you is not just the cutting down on the interceptions, but if you work towards that end, how do you do that without losing the, you know, the boldness and downfield ability?
Right.
And how do you balance those two things?
I don't know if I'll ever lose that, so I'll probably be good there. But I think you just have to kind of find a way to – you know, a lot of them, you know, when we go back and watch them again, you know, just to be able to eliminate the unnecessary ones. You're going to throw interceptions, to be able to, and part of it all kind of ties together with tightening up what we're going to do. So now we get more reps and more reps and more reps of this stuff, and you become, you know, mentally smarter and better decision-making within the stuff that we're going to do a lot more of. So I think that'll help some of it. And then I think obviously continuing to just throw those routes and work with guys so that you're not missing balls. So I think decision-making, the mental side of it, and then accuracy with it.
Last year, Wiz came in and needed some time with his injury to get situated in the offense. Obviously, Kelvin coming in this time, they play different positions. But how tough is it to find a rhythm with an offensive line with guys that you're coming in with injuries and you have to work with them?
Right. You know, I think we're working on finding, you know, some kind of continuity there. I think we have a good group, you know, with AJ and Brandon and then JP playing most of last year and Jokel. You know, I mean, there's a good core group of guys that, you know, have played a bunch. And I think we're working to find, you know, who our five are. And I think competitive or competition for them is going to be awesome. I think there's competition at every position, so it's only going to make everybody in there better. And I think that, you know, we're really close to, you know, finding a consistent five, so I'm excited about that.
How has Luke kind of approached the competition at left tackle?
Yeah, he's been awesome about it. You know, I think he's excited. I think, you know, they obviously brought Kelvin in, and those guys are going to push each other. And I don't think either one of them is going to back down at all. Both of them, you know, want to earn that spot and want to play there. And I think that it's definitely going to make both of them better. And you know, whoever ends up being the guy that's there is going to be the better one. So, you know, it's kind of better for the whole team.
Which route or routes do you need to throw better?
Which route or routes do I need to throw better? As far as, you know, I mean, I think you could pull up film on probably every route we've run and find good throws and bad throws. You know, I think the ones that we got to, you know, it was kind of what do I throw really well, and let's run a lot more of those. What is Allen and Marquise and Rashad and all these guys, what do they run well? So let's get them five or six routes. So that's kind of our thought process right now is, you know, let's figure out what we do well and do it better.
You mentioned Marquise. Stop and start throughout his time here. How important is this offseason and camp for you guys to get on the same
page? Yeah, I think it's huge. He's been banged up a little bit in the past, so it's been hard to kind of get on the same page and work together for an extended period of time. So I'm excited that he's here and he's healthy, and we're going to be able to have a chance to do that because, you know, I think, you know, what he can do is really special, and he's super talented.
Herman played through a lot last year as well, you know, with the hernia and that sort of thing. What have you seen from him this offseason, and kind of what's the next step in your progression with him specifically?
Well, he's been everything you would expect Allen Hurns to be. You know, he's in here every day rehabbing, you know, and doing everything he can to make sure he's ready by the time we start. And with him, you know, I think it's just for him to continue to get better. He just, you know, he's such a detail-oriented guy and you know, kind of stays true to the process and is always on top of, you know, the little things. I think, you know, he'll continue to do that and continue to get better and get smarter. And I think he'll find ways now that he's mastered, you know, kind of the offense and his position and continue to help guys out. You know, he'll get after defenses and find ways to, you know, become crafty. And I think he'll be a guy that becomes, you know, you talk about veteran receivers and guys that are able to kind of find holes and stuff. I think he'll be able to kind of reach that pretty soon.
Are you now fluent in Greg's offense? And if so, what were you this time last year?
This time last year, it would have been like me trying to speak Spanish right now. I think I don't know if I'd say fluent, but I'd say we can have conversations about anything. Every now and then, there's a couple words I probably don't understand. But no, it's good. And I think we'll continue to work on it. And you know, I think, you know, my goal would be to know the offense better than anybody in the building, and you know, that's including him. So that's obviously the long term goal.
What does that mean for you when you sort of feel like you own it and you know what's happening for? You see it on the field.
Right. You know, it hits you because you go through and you go through kind of phases where, you know, the first phase is, okay, let me just try and remember the play that he just said in the headset and relay it to everybody. And then as you break the huddle, you're saying it again to your head in your head and trying to remember things and motions and shifts. And then you got to try and figure out what the defense is doing to where, you know, the whole play calling process but kind of comes one thing. You hear it. You know, you don't have to say it in your head over and over again. You know what it is. You can relay it. And as you say it, you kind of see the picture of it. So when you get up there, you're just focusing on the defense and kind of figuring out, you know, where to attack. So I think that's kind of where we're at right now, and try and continue to get better there and grow at that.
For you, I assume it's all the difference in the world.
Yeah. I think it allows you, you know, it's something that, you know, older quarterbacks do so well and why they're so successful, you know, because they kind of master and know their offense and, you know, schemes like the back of their hand, and they're able to focus on the defense and find ways to attack in different areas.
In regards to Tayshaun Gibson on the practice field, how much can that help you having a big-time preseason?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, guys like him and Prince that they brought in, you know, that are good competitive defensive backs, you know, I'm excited to be able to play against those guys every day and throw. And, you know, I mean, he's a guy that can get red line to red line and get across the field and cover anybody. So I think, I mean, he's only going to make everybody better. He's going to make the guys on the defensive side better with competition, and he's going to make us better with having to be, you know, a little tighter.
You raised some eyebrows when you said that Allen was the best receiver duo in the league. Did you catch any flack from that from guys?
No, nobody really said anything. I mean, I don't know who they were.
I mean, not necessarily from the team. I just meant like
no.
Like that.
No, I didn't hear anything. Who is supposed to be better than him? Do you know? Brandon and Decker?
These guys.
Yeah.
These guys are the
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just was wondering why you said that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm biased, but I wouldn't want to throw to any other guys. I mean, I think their ability and what they can do is, you know, they're they're still far away from their ceiling, and everybody's seen what they've been able to accomplish so far, as well as, you know, what kind of guys they are. I mean, they're two unbelievable dudes that, you know, I wouldn't want to be around anybody else.
The fact that they're in their second year and all those other guys are in fourth or sixth year, does that make what they've done even more?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, to be able to be, you know, have 2,000-yard receivers under 23 years old, I think is pretty special. And to be still climbing and on the rise, you know, I think it's definitely exciting for the future.